Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is it something you would want to find on your overnight Ring camera?
Okay.
And I do not blame these people for immediately thinking this is something that is not good. Mm. I guess no matter what the explanation
is.
It's not good, but
yeah,
I mean, it's really not good.
Still creepy.
However, the situation that has presented itself in this West Side town does warrant a little bit of a discussion. Because it is possible this man had illegal intentions on his mind. It's also possible, based on the timeline here, this was just one really, really terrible mistake.
So they only had this one photo, right?
As far
video?
As, as far as we know.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
Yeah.
The Grease police are looking for your help to find a man who was caught on a security camera back early last month. We'll get to that in a second. Mm. So story on 10 NBC says the man was caught on camera around midnight peering into a window on Edgemere Drive.
And you really get a good look at his face.
Yeah.
He's literally...
It almost looks like a reflection.
Yeah.
Like a zoomed in on his reflection.
Yeah.
Like you don't... I haven't seen a clearer Ring camera thing ever. So police just released this security camera footage to the public. They want anyone who recognizes this man to call their tip line out in Greece. You can Google that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, police say the man was seen snooping around the neighborhood.
Okay.
But snooping is an interesting word.
Right.
Because snoop... It's all about perspective.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, are you looking for something?
You're walking around. You're looking around.
See, you're doing the bad snoop where I'm thinking
that. Sliding around. Who's looking around at midnight?
It's interesting you bring that up.
Right.
Because you're right. I understand that the folks in this neighborhood believe this man has something illegal on his
mind. Imagine if you woke up just to go out and get a drink of water.
Scary.
You look out and that dude's
super scary. And look, these people may be right. Everything may be right. But Kimmy saw this story.
Yeah. Well, I saw the time.
Yeah.
And the look on his face in this one still shot.
Yeah.
And I was thinking it could be somebody doing this for creepy reasons, or it could be somebody lost, drunk, and confused.
Oh, okay.
Maybe looking for a particular house, address, didn't get dropped off where he thought he meant to get dropped off. I don't know. Like, based on the time of night, I'm like, this could be somebody coming home from drinking.
So it's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
And we're trying to find somebody else's house.
And here's the thing. We have no idea what this is. But I think the way the timeline works out might support your theory.
So I knew people like at younger ages who were ended up in the wrong place at the end of the night.
How many stories have we covered of people
somebody's
coming home?
Couch.
And, finding people on their couch.
True.
Yeah. So Tommy, it is August 12th today.
Mm-hmm.
This incident happened at midnight on Edgemere Drive on July 13th.
Yeah.
Full month ago.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't say anything in the story that there's been any follow-up, that this guy showed up again.
Or somebody else's ring cam.
Exactly. They don't even know who this guy is.
Yeah.
No.
So, he could have been trying to do something illegal. Not saying he wasn't. But the fact that this happened one time, a month ago.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you
could have just been random, yeah.
Right, you're looking around.
Walking around.
Walking around, looking around, but you don't do anything with the walking and looking.
Yeah.
Like, I thought somebody was supposed to be home here. I don't know.
Because what would he be charged with? Trespassing?
I don't know. Can you be charged? Well, snooping, right?
No, I mean.
No, you've been charged with snoop.
I mean, he walked up and then he left. Right?
But you can't look in somebody's window.
Yeah, he looked in and then he left.
Is it illegal to look in someone's windows?
Because if I just walk up to your driveway.
It's private trespassing. That's what they might get him.
But let's say I just walk up because I'm lost.
Yeah.
And you catch me on a ring cam, I'm lost at night, and I leave. Was that trespassing?
If
I had a reason to come up to your door. I'm lost. My car broke down. Whatever. I can't. My phone don't work.
I don't know, man. I mean, that a lot of things would have to happen in today's day and age.
That's true.
For you to justifiably walk up to someone's window and look in their window.
I'm trying to think what you would charge him with. You say trespassing?
It sounds like trespassing.
Peeping?
Well, is peeping against
peeping
the
Tom.
Law? Well, okay, when you say peeping, it sounds bad.
Yeah.
I would say, what if he's peering? If I'm his lawyer... Your Honor, he's not peeping.
He's appearing.
He's clearly peering.
So could I peer and not be a creep?
Ooh.
But if I peep, I'm a creep. If I peer, I'm just I'm okay.
Well, to figure that out, I think we're going to need a peer review.
Okay.
Yeah, because there are the peeping Tom laws, but you'd have to prove the intent.
And what were you looking at? If you didn't see anything, if you just walked up and you left, it isn't like he was watching your wife take a shower or something or... He just looked and left.
But what if he was trying to do that?
Right.
What if he was hoping he was going to be peering to catch a little...
Peeping.
Rearing.
Ooh, a peeperin. It's probably nothing.
No, I mean, it doesn't seem like nothing. You got a guy walking around a neighborhood staring
at him. You only got one time.
Okay, don't do this, man.
What?
Do not speak into existence crime on Edgemere Drive with this specific guy.
Because it would also be like...
Even Tom breaks into 50 houses. Most crime we've ever seen in one night.
Because that photo is pretty clear what he looks like, which means he's not from the neighborhood then, because somebody in that neighborhood would know that guy.
I mean, it is Edgemere, though. It's a huge neighborhood.
Yeah, and there's Edgemere, and then there's Old Edgemere. So maybe he was on the wrong one.
He was on the Old Edgemere?
In Old Edgemere, they got a sketch artist got him.
Oh,
yeah.
Back in the olden days.
It's old, yeah. 252-WCMF. Yesterday on News 10, the Greece Police Department put out a video, a ring security camera, of a man peering in a window on Edgemere Drive. They say the incident occurred around midnight on July 13th, which is a full month ago. Police say he was seen snooping around the neighborhood, and a lot of people assume he had illegal intentions,
which is
very possible. But Kimmy brings up the potential that this guy is just drunk and he's in the wrong spot.
Middle of the night. Yeah, got dropped off in the wrong neighborhood.
Off his meds.
The fact this happened a month ago.
Yeah.
All right.
Hopefully he hasn't been spotted again.
I mean, if we haven't heard about it.
Honestly, though, does that make it more creepy? Like he was seen once and then never again?
Loch Ness creep.
I didn't know he was Scottish.
He might be Scottish. I don't know.
Okay. You know, he does actually, if you look at him, he looks like a young Roddy Piper.
I didn't think he looked that young.
Oh, I said young Roddy
Piper. Oh, okay. He looked like 45, 50.
Tom's got a theory.
Maybe it was that Wham t-shirt he was wearing.
Oh, you know where you can find him?
Where?
Behind the horse barn. Tom writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. His theory?
Yeah.
It's the mountain lion undercover
in
disguise.
Oh, look at that.
Have we thought about that?
Wayne got a costume.
Okay, whether or not this guy is drunk looking for the wrong house, whether or not this guy has illegal things on his mind, one thing is for sure.
What's that?
If you have a wife, girlfriend, if you're living together, and she wakes up to find that there is a man
standing outside of the house.
And even if you wake up the next morning and find it on the camera.
I'd be creeped out.
What are you saying?
What?
Was he looking at your mother? Was he looking at your mother's vagina or her clipper in the shower? Looking at your mother.
What I'm getting at is.
She was peeing and watched your
mother. What are you doing? Why are you doing that?
He always takes it too far.
He's a creep.
He didn't get the laugh he wanted, so he had to take one step too far.
I always up to pee.
Always up to pee. What is wrong? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
No, I don't think you are. Your wife would be freaked out by this. My wife would be freaked out by this.
Every woman. Okay. I would be freaked out.
Even you would be freaked out, right?
If I walked in and said, guy looking at my window, I'm jumping out of my skin.
Especially if you didn't know it happened and you're like, what's this on the Ring cam? Oh, whoa.
Like, you got to let the dog out at midnight or some guy standing there.
Look, all of these things I get, right? But the point I'm trying to make here is I think women would be bothered more.
Well, yeah.
Okay. And your wife would have to go to bed the next night and the night after and the next week, and she would have a hard time doing
it. All the lights would be on outside.
Okay. So, you are the man of the house.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm talking to all men. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All you have is a photo of this guy, a video of this guy. You don't know his name. You don't know his intention. The police department can only do so much, right? They can't, like, park a car outside of your house for the next 2 years until you're sure this guy's been arrested or he disappears. So, as a husband, what are you doing to make your wife feel safer while she is sleeping?
Besides illuminating the entire house.
So leaving all the lights on. How would that keep him from coming up and hearing?
I don't know, but I've got to do something.
Okay, so what are you doing?
That's my first thing, is turn all the lights on outside. Okay. Leave them on all night.
Gotcha. Yeah, your neighbors are going to love that. Your floodlight right into their bedroom.
I'm going to tell the neighbor, hey, you may want to turn your lights on because you got to. It's not just my house.
Hey, it's Tommy. I got a hot tip for you. You know, the guy walking around looking.
You got a good-looking wife over there, buddy. Better you turn the lights on. You know, she's a mother of your children.
All right, so turn the lights on. That's not going to do it for your wife. It's not going to do it for
you. So you can't assault the guy. What are you going to go outside with a baseball bat and chase him around the yard in the middle of the night?
I'm talking the night after. He's not even there anymore.
No, I'm saying, so how, what?
Well, okay,
I mean, you already have the camera if you saw him the first
camera
time.
Camera, lights,
right?
What else?
Okay. Kimmy, what would you want your husband to do that would make you
honestly
feel safer?
Honestly, like, the dog makes me feel more safe because...
Dog.
Yeah, your dog's really scary.
My husband sleeps through everything. Every noise, every time, like, our, like, sensor light goes on in the bed. Yeah. Like, he sleeps through everything. The dog's going to be the thing that wakes up the most or barks or scares somebody off.
Yeah, our dog will bark at everything.
Okay.
So that's a good deterrent.
All right.
Like, at least you know there's something going on out there.
But every once in a while, your dog will bark in the middle of the night for no reason.
Oh, absolutely.
So now every time the dog barks, she's going to think that there's someone outside.
Okay.
So there needs to be a step further taken.
You sleep outside.
Is that a bad idea?
Yes.
Why?
Because that would suck.
Okay, you know,
I got an inside sleeping arrangement going on.
I know it would suck, but what's worse? Your wife shaking you awake every 15 minutes because she thinks you hear something? Or the fact that you're being sacrificed to the burglar so she gets to sleep quietly?
So let's say I wake up and the guy's just staring at me now. Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Just going to look at you. Yeah.
All right. Would you sleep on the couch?
Sure.
What about alternating sleeping arrangements?
What do you mean?
Well, like, you know, she goes to bed for a couple hours.
Right.
And then when she wakes up, you go to bed for a couple hours.
No, because you're going to have to hear about that all the next day, how she didn't get enough sleep. My bags hurt me. I'd rather just take the bullet and sleep on the couch so I don't have to listen to that.
Okay. All right.
Because as soon as, like, your wife gets uncomfortable, you're going to hear about it.
Okay.
And I also look like the bad guy for making her sleep on the couch.
Kimmy, would you... Oh, she's back on the phone again. Do you have to offer that, or do you wait for her to suggest it?
The couch?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, look, you want to be
Let's just see what kicks up here. I don't want to throw anything out there because it all sucks.
Well, I mean, look,
it's all on you.
If you're going to be your knight in shining armor, by the way, you sleeping on the couch doesn't do anything. If the guy wants to come in the house,
But if it chills the house,
and that's
cool.
And that's the point I'm making, right? Like, if she has to suggest you sleep on the couch, you're not being a hero. If you volunteer,
I will take the couch watch.
You're being her hero.
Okay.
So, but you're not going to, you want.
No, I don't mind the couch. You're a big guy, so the couch would not work for you.
No, well,
I can curl up on a couch pretty goddamn easy.
I like to sleep naked, and you know, there's no bare ass.
Well,
on the couch.
There
that
we go.
Would scare the guy away.
We just put you naked outside.
Boom,
folks. 252
flies away.
252 WCMF 252-9263. Again, talking about this incident that happened all the way back on July 13th on Edgemere Drive. A man snooping, at least that's the way they describe it, into somebody's window. He is caught on a security camera. Police say he was snooping around the neighborhood. It is a little strange that it took a full month for this story.
Yeah.
Why did it take so long?
What if somebody saw it by accident when they were, like, looking at their camera stuff?
Going back.
Right.
Maybe.
You know, they sometimes you go back thinking you got a package or something. I don't know. Like,
Yeah. One of those packages that come at midnight.
No, but you might be going through your...
Out of your side window.
Yes.
You idiot.
You check your phone. You go back a couple of days.
No, I mean, this looks...
And that could have popped up.
Maybe it circulated on on social media for a little while before.
But no, but that would have.
The neighborhood apps is what you're saying, where the police wouldn't get a hold of it.
But it wouldn't have been a whole month.
I mean, I'm kind of with Tommy
on
this.
You would think it would hit the news.
I say they were going back looking at stuff and that thing popped up.
I say,
by the end of this century, all creeps should not be peering through windows and looking at your mother taking a dump. Your mother's dumper.
Stop. Why?
Your mother's tie clipper.
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Instagram messages coming in. Ed writes us, this guy is wearing a dress. I did not see that in the video. Did you
not
see a dress? Oh, he is wearing a dress, Kimmy. Is
what?
He wearing a dress? Your mic's not on.
Well, you're saying that dude's in a dress.
I didn't. So I only got him. Are
you sure, man?
It could also be like a hospital gown.
Oh, really?
It's kind of hard to tell because it's in black and white.
Yeah, it's kind of like a night vision thing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, they think it might be a gown of some sort?
No, I mean, I'm just basing on what we saw. Because, like, here's the thing. In the video that exists, because I didn't even realize that until just now watching the video over again, he walks up to the side window.
Mm-hmm.
He peers into the window quickly.
Yeah. And then he kind of leaves.
And then he keeps moving. Like, it's literally he's looking in the window for 3 seconds. Can I also point out, there is an animal in the background. Do we know what that animal is?
I mean, like, does it look like a cat or something?
It looks like a tiny dog.
Oh.
Oh.
Like, if you look over, if you go and watch this video on 10NBC, or if you've watched the video online, if you look over his right shoulder, like, to his right.
Oh, maybe he was walking his dog.
No, but the dog's not on a leash.
Maybe he's off-leash trained. A very well-behaved dog.
So the man in a either dress or hospital gown.
We don't know that.
No,
or,
I mean,
or a Wham t-shirt.
He's definitely not wearing pants, I'll tell you that.
Wait, he's not wearing pants?
Quit getting so excited. No, I'm saying, like, I'm looking at his bare legs. Underneath where the gown or the dress stops.
Oh, so that is like a hospital thing.
Well, man, but I can't tell what color it is.
It's hard to tell.
It's night vision.
All right. But there's a dog now.
If that's somebody's dog in the neighborhood, I'm very upset with that
dog.
Oh,
what if it was a lost dog and he was trying to return it?
In a hospital gown or a dress?
Well, he just got released from the hospital.
The dog.
And he walked out and there was a dog there.
Okay.
Is there a hospital around there?
Edgemere, I mean, the closest would be Park Ridge, or what used to be Park Ridge. Unity, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that close.
Okay.
But, I mean, you could take an Uber back from there, but you would probably put your clothes back on before.
Yeah, do Uber drivers pick you up if you're in a hospital gown?
Well, yeah, I mean, if that's all you had when you went in, let's say you got hurt naked. Do they have clothes to give you if you leave the hospital and you didn't have clothes on coming in?
I hope so. Wait, yeah, they got to give you something.
What would they have?
Hospital. Scrubs?
Oh, like, you know... Maybe people that passed away left their clothes.
They don't
well,
save.
Don't
no, they give
so.
Them
they
back
a,
to the family.
I think they have a closet of like dead people's clothes that you can wear.
When you ask if people can leave the hospital in a hospital gown,
yeah.
Weirdest thing, the last 2 weeks,
yeah.
I have almost hit because I take Mount Hope in,
yeah.
Into the city, two separate times. I have almost hit people in wheelchairs in the middle of the road at 3 o'clock in the morning on Mount Hope, right outside of Strong.
Really?
So they must have checked themselves out. They had wheelchairs. They were in hospital gear.
And they just let them leave?
They were, well, I mean, it's not a prison.
No, but I always thought that like when they discharge you, there was like somebody there to get you.
No, you can check yourself out of a hospital. They can't keep you there against your will unless there's like a mental health
issue. All right, so I can just wheel myself away?
Well, but these people, they weren't even wheeling. They were stopped in the middle of the road in hospital stuff.
By the hospital. Wait, they were in the garb.
They were in the garb, in wheelchairs, stopped in the middle of the road. And both times, I almost hit them.
So you think you could leave the hospital in that gown?
I don't. I mean,
it's their gown, though. Don't they want those gowns back?
They just bang you for it.
Oh, they will.
Put on the list. You took a gown. All right. So we continue to wait another month, I guess.
Figure out if somebody knows this guy.
Yeah,
you're right, though. There's a little dog in the background.
Right? What the hell's that dog doing?
I don't know
doing?
If that's his, like following him along.
But
or
it's in the middle of the night.
I mean, yeah. But to your point, maybe he walks his dog on without a leash in the middle of the night.
Also, gown
in a gown.
In some type of dress.
But gown or dress also doesn't help us with the potential drunk theory, right? Because that could also be something like
a drunk in a dress.
More confusing.
Who hasn't been there? All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Nicknames are weird.
Oh, sure.
The ones that stick, they happen organically.
Yeah, they pop.
You can't force them.
No.
Everyone knows you can't give yourself your own nickname.
But somebody's got to kick it off.
Something keeps happening.
Yeah.
Involving one man being a total idiot and another mystery person now egging them on. Because for the second time in the last 2 years,
yeah,
something that has fallen out of the man across from me's mouth has shown up on a legitimate news station. And I don't think this person understands the terrible mistake that they're making.
Yeah. I don't know how this person sells a job.
Also a great question.
Or nobody's like, hey, can you change that quick? Thank you.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. If you listen to the show,
yeah,
you know Tommy just makes up stuff all the time. Facts, stories about
most things I hear. Mm-hmm.
And nicknames for things. And there is no rhyme or reason to these nicknames.
Yeah.
And most of the time, Kimmy, I think we're convinced he forgets the real names of things and just swings for the fences
in the moment.
Right?
Or doesn't know how to pronounce them, so we shorten it to something else.
Well, that's how things happen.
It's not. So about 2 years ago, for no reason, he started referring to Jefferson Road and Henrietta as the Jeff.
Yep.
And you liked it.
I was a big Jeff fan.
No one wanted this other than Kimmy.
Yeah, but it's kind of fun.
They had those T-shirts, Meet Me on the Jeff.
Nobody's ever sold that T-shirt.
No, T-shirt never happened.
Well, as a joke, our traffic...
Never too late, though.
Our traffic department started calling it the Jeff in our traffic report.
So it became a legit traffic report.
That was a joke. That was done by a joke. Then, 13 Wham ran a story online where they referred to Jefferson Road as the Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they now refer to Jefferson Road as the Jeff.
Consistently, yes. And it was the greatest thing that ever happened in Tommy Mulay's life.
Yep.
It's the only thing he ever created.
But it stuck.
The biggest impact he ever had on Rochester after 30 years of radio.
30 years of radio. Well.
Yeah, what happened?
It's happened again.
Yeah, it sure did, but I get.
You don't even know. Like,
I don't.
You have no idea. There's a new nickname he's been pushing.
Mm-hmm.
A different way to talk about the town of Irondequoit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Quait?
You're not even saying Quait.
The Quait?
You're so calling it Quait.
That's what makes it so cool, man. It's a little off.
It's the stupidest.
It's different.
This one's a little more forced.
It's the stupidest idea he's ever had.
The Quait?
He's been pushing it hard when we do Where They Wine in the last 2 months. On Friday, I wake up from my nap.
Yeah.
And I have like 40 DMs in my Instagram. Yeah. It's like, oh, well, I thought somebody died.
Mm.
They're all screenshots from a story on 13 Wham. I'm going to read you it.
Okay.
You ready? Quote. In case you missed it, Burlington plans to open its fourth Rochester area location with a store on Culver Ridge Plaza in the Quoit.
So that's written down by a news source.
Yep.
13
Quoit.
official post of 13 Wham.
And 13's number one in town. They're like the gold standard of the news in this town.
To prove the coit is not actually a thing, I would like to read you the first comment on the Facebook post.
Okay.
This is from a woman. She says, she has no opinion on the New Burlington. Right. No opinion on that. But she writes, quote, "Not the coit. I've lived here most of my life. Not once have I ever heard anyone say that."
Well, that's because she hasn't heard it. Doesn't mean it's not a thing.
Yeah. Who is this person working at 13 Wham?
I don't know, big Tommy fan.
Why do they keep doing this to us? You're making our life so hard.
I love this guy.
Stop.
Or it could be a gal.
Stop.
I would think that the coit to me, listen,
ironically, it's a very long name.
But I don't think like you're allowed to give a town you don't live in a nickname.
Or a road he doesn't use.
Or a road, well.
Everybody goes down to Jeff.
Everybody uses the
Jeff. You're not even using your nickname the right
name. The Jeff is for everybody, Pat.
And I've been on the ridge.
Shut up! The ridge is a thing.
Right.
That people call it the ridge.
Right.
Nobody calls it
which
the Jeff.
Runs through the quaint.
You and 13 Wham. One guy in 13 Wham calls it the Jeff. You and one guy in 13 Wham calls it the quaint. Whoever is working at 13 Wham
is
maybe
cool.
Maybe they're from the quaint.
That obviously listens to our show. You do not want to make this man who sits across from us think he has power. Because nobody wins in
but
that
I do.
No, you.
You're literally showing me that I've now influence the news. I'm
no,
an influencer.
It's just someone being a jerk. It's all this is.
Well, jerks attract jerks.
Kimmy, that question you asked initially in this when we started the story is a valid question.
How is the employee who's in charge of these posts, how have they not been spoken to or fired?
No one else at 13
like,
Wham.
Nobody changed it.
Well,
it
how
still
about they're an innovator
the
and they're going up the ladder? Because they see vision. They see growth.
Like, no one else in the building at 13 Wham goes, wait a minute, nobody calls it the Jeff. Wait a minute, what is a coit?
I will say, like, even if I liked the coit, but I was from Irondequoit, I'd be pissed that this little Pittsburgh-ass bitch gave us the nickname. Like, only I can say the coit. You can't say the coit.
Yes, I'm with her on that one, too. And here's the thing that really...
Pittsburgh-ass bitch.
She nailed that. There's a nickname 13 Wham can print right away. Pittsburgh-ass bitch dies. Rochester celebrates. 252 WCMF. Tommy's been pushing the coit as a nickname for Irondequoit for the last like 2 or 3 months. It was used over the weekend in a headline on 13 Wham. Quote, in case you missed it, Burlington plans to open its fourth Rochester area location with a store at Culver Ridge Plaza in the coit. The coit doesn't even make sense.
It does.
No, here's why.
Because Irondequoit is too long of a name.
No, it's not. Irondequoit. It's done. Well, we got there. We finished. We're done.
It's easy to pronounce if you're from here, but I would imagine somebody coming to Rochester for
you
the first
time. You don't
know
what that word
and
is.
And seeing that the name of that town would be, it would take a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce C-U-O-I or Q-U-O-I-T? That would just.
Coit.
No, we know that because we know how to say Irondequoit. It doesn't make sense because, all right, people call Rochester the Rock.
Yes.
Right? There are lots of things mm-hmm. called the rock. You can pick up a rock off the ground, and it becomes the rock in your hand. Spencerport, Brockport, they have a joint hockey team. They call that team the port. There are ports. You can go to the port.
Yeah.
What is a quoit?
The quoit is...
No, not... No, it's not a thing.
Kind of is.
It's not a thing.
It's receivers.
There, show me what a quoit is outside of Irondequoit. A rock is a rock. A port is a port. What is a quoit?
What is an Irondequoit? What
it's
is it?
The name of a Native American. What?
What is it?
It's a Native American name.
Where are they?
Why? You're giving nicknames to things you don't even know, Kimmy. You want to Google? Let's Google the.
The Irondequoit Native Americans.
I believe it's a group of Native Americans.
Well, you don't even know.
Well, I'm trying to remember back to my school days. I'm almost.
You grew
positive.
Up here.
I understand.
The Iroquois.
Oh yeah, is that what it is? Were the Iroquois Do they call them Irondequoit? What? Well, Kimmy's about to Google it.
They call themselves the Quaits.
Oh, now you're going to tell Native Americans what their history
is? No, that's what I heard. That's what I learned in school.
White man walks in and I'm going to tell you what your history is. That's what I'm going to do. 1492, okay. Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
The name Irondequoit comes from the Iroquois language, which translates to where the land and waters meet.
Ah.
That makes sense.
So the coit is where the land and the waters meet. That's the coit, where the lands and the waters meet.
Shut up. Shut up.
That's what it means.
252 WCMF. Jay is on CMF. Hey, Jay, how are you, buddy?
Jay?
All right, go ahead, buddy.
So as an Uber driver, up until like 4 years ago, I used to call like Jefferson Road, Jefferson. And now, thanks to Tommy, every single customer that I pick up from the airport, I always call it the Jeff.
Oh, that's so great, Jay. It's so good.
Spread the word, brother. Spread the word.
And now I've started calling it the Coit as well for all the tourists.
The tourists into Irondequoit.
Big tourist area. They want to see where the water and the land meet.
We get some.
Okay, Jay, thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I'm begging you people to not encourage us. You don't know the monster you're unlocking that sits across from me. By the way, if it's the Coit now, if that's what everyone's going with, what do you want? What do people that are on the Coit going to be? Are they going to be known as Coiters?
Coiters. Yeah, Coiter.
That
Coiter.
Sounds like a slur.
Coiter?
Look at that Coiter over there.
Well, most shortened words kind of sound slurry.
Rochesterians?
That kind of sounds slurry.
No, it doesn't.
Kind of does to me.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tony, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
T.
You guys are getting this all wrong. A Coit's not a place. It's a person. It's a Tommy Mulet. Short, drinks tea with his pinky up. Ooh, I live in Pittsburgh. That's a Coit.
I don't get it.
Look across from me. You will.
Okay, great call, Jay. Thank you. Have a good rest of the day. See what you did? See, this is what you do.
Don't blame me, man.
Now the world sucks because you start naming things and some idiot who works at 13 Ways jumps on
it. It's gone viral, man. It's out of my control.
The only way I will accept this, all right, because I will accept this, if the Irondequoit School District also accepts it.
Oh, so they changed the name of the school?
No.
To the Coit?
When I see the Coit on a jersey or a helmet.
That would be so cool, man.
It's a thing. And by the way, I'll even pay for it. I'm dead ass serious. That's how confident I am that no one in Irondequoit wants this. It will not happen.
No happen.
I'm so mad I can't even speak English right now.
That you're Italian?
Okay.
It'll not happen.
No one in Irondequoit
thinks. We need to take an Irondequoit vote.
No.
Yeah,
no.
There you go.
No, because you're only going
to
get people.
Put it to the Quaters, man.
Where are they whining? Everybody gets a vote.
Let's all meet down where the water and the land meet.
Shut up.
And have a meeting about how we want to handle this.
No one in Irondequoit thinks this name is cool. No one in that town wants to be associated with this show. And no one anywhere in the greater Rochester area wants Tommy Mulet giving them any kind of identity. If Irondequoit wants to do a third jersey or helmet for any sports, I am dead ass serious. I will pay for it. But I know it ain't going to happen.
The Coit.
That's how confident I am.
That would look so cool.
Yeah, but it ain't going to happen because they don't want it because you suck. This show sucks. Whoever works at 13 Wham over there doing this sucks. This all sucks. 252-WCMF. Pete, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what an insecure, jealous little bitch.
What do you mean?
Who?
You.
Well, there's two yous.
Tommy Mulet. He's talking about Tommy.
Pat Duffy.
Why?
What is wrong with you, dude? You are so insecure.
I don't think you
people. Man, everybody that sits in that seat, bro.
Oh.
Yeah. All of them.
Oh, is that so?
All of them.
I don't know. One looks pretty secure. His career's going okay.
Let me just tell the story how you crap out of your little daughter.
Crushed her at bowling on Saturday, yes.
That's pretty insecure, buddy.
All right, Pete, I don't think people who don't know Tommy well, and I'll say it again, fully understand what is happening here. Because when this man believes he has the power to do things and then has confidence along with that, bad things happen. He's like a gremlin. You can't feed him after midnight, and you have to make sure he knows his place.
And don't get me wet. So keep me away from your mama. Or she damn, well, baby.
And you're such a nice guy. I'm sorry, boys.
Pete, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. Oh, I won't stand for this. I won't stand for dumb death games is what I won't do.
So we may have an update here.
What's
that? Somebody sent us a screenshot of that post.
Yeah?
They changed it to Irondequoit.
Was that one initially photoshopped? Am I getting messed with?
I don't know.
So they did change it. Somebody caught it.
Oh, so they did. They went, but
that means it's not a thing then.
No, but the original news story was the Coit.
It has been wiped from the internet.
You can't do that.
Therefore, it never existed.
That's not the news.
No, I mean, well,
that's a fake
news. They did. They changed it. No, I mean.
The real news, the real people.
No, I mean, they have to issue corrections all the time. Like when this person went, what the hell is this stupid thing? Natalie writes us on Instagram. You know, it started with the Jeff. She writes us, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Hate to tell you this, but it's extended past 13 Wham. At a rehearsal a couple weeks ago, a coworker suggested on a break that we go to a coffee shop, quote, on the Jeff. It took me at least 5 seconds of brain buffering to realize what the hell that meant.
So it is happening all over town.
It is.
even at rehearsal.
All right, we got one Rhonda Coit person who's voting yes. I don't even know if she's a Rhonda Coit. Wendy writes, the Coit brings attention to a Rhonda Coit. It's a good vibe.
You know what? I got a buddy over that way. Maybe I talked to him. I know the semi-mayor.
Of a Rhonda Coit?
Yeah, we both do.
Who?
Joey Palladino, baby. And I think Joey Palladino would be up for it. He seems that kind of guy.
Yeah, no, if there's one thing we learned about Joey Palladino when he went on the news, it's that he appreciates change and new things.
Okay.
By the way, we have a definition of the word coit. It's actually a word.
Okay.
According to Jaden, he writes us, it's a British word, a ring of iron, rope, or rubber thrown into a game to encircle or land as near as possible to an upright peg, or the flat covering of the stone of dolmen.
Oh, yes. Okay. Wait, this.
You can't even say. I just dolmen? Said it to you. You can't even say it.
Wait, the dole?
We'll take one more call. 252-WCMF. Craig's got the last word. Hey, Craig, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Hey, all right.
So I just wanted to say real quick, you know, as a younger listener, you know,
like,
basically somewhere between millennial and Zoomer.
Okay.
I just want to say I like the sound of it. The Jeff, the hey, want to go down to the Coit later? Maybe go to Seabreeze and then. You know, I like the sound of it.
So the kids are digging it.
How old are you, Craig?
27. Going to be 28 in October.
You're not that young, buddy. Your life's slipping away, and you're not accomplishing what you thought you were going to accomplish.
Don't listen to him, buddy.
Craig, you're going to fail, buddy. If I were you, I'd kick it in high gear. Stop listening to this.
Craig's going to make it happen.
I'm doing pretty good right now.
His whole crew is saying.
What are you talking? Craig doesn't have any friends. That's why he's called this show, man.
He's got a crew.
Anyways, I'm going to go. I got to go to work. Have a good day, guys.
Bye, Craig. There goes Craig with no friends, and he's failing. I will say this one more time.
Go ahead.
And this is how confident I am that this sucks.
All right. Yeah.
If any high school team in the Irondequoit School District,
East
or West, will put a sticker on their helmet as an alternate logo.
Well, you'll pay for the sticker.
Or a cheap-ass jersey. I'm not going to pay a grand for a whole set of uniforms.
You just said you were paying for T-shirts and helmets.
Sublimated jerseys. I will pay for it. That's how confident
I am. What are you paying for?
This
now?
Sucks. If it's just got
helmets?
Cursive Coit. Either a helmet sticker.
Or you could just send them the stickers, and if it happens, it happens.
No. The school district has to do it.
CMF sticker.
That's got a sticker hookup.
Yeah. I'm not participating in this. The school district is not going to put stickers on their helmets that WCMF sends to them.
The Coit.
Hey, kids, you like pathetic? Pathetic people in a room talking for a living. Yeah, man.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
They say if you love something, do it as long as you can.
Yeah, buddy.
And this guy is taking that to the extreme.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So Syracuse football.
Yeah.
Getting all geared up. College football starts in what, like a week and a half?
Oh,
I think so,
that week zero?
Yeah.
So I want to introduce you to a man named David Reese.
Okay.
He is a linebacker. He has transferred to Syracuse for his last year of college eligibility. He originally graduated from high school in 2017.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, man.
He started his football career at Florida. He played in two games as a true freshman, and the next year he tore his Achilles, so he was out for
right. Okay.
He was limited to five games a year after that. Then he tore his patella tendon and missed all of 2020.
I don't even know what that is, but it sounds painful.
Well, it was 2020 that... That was the COVID season.
It was the COVID season.
It also extends things.
So because he missed 2.5 years due to injury, and he got a whole extra year thanks to COVID,
okay.
He has decided to make up for lost time. He has spent 5 years in total at Florida.
Yeah.
He transferred to Cal for his last two seasons. He will be using his last year of eligibility at Cuse. He will be an eighth-year college senior.
So how old is he?
Playing football.
Yeah.
At 27 years old.
But he'll make the team?
They recruited him to transfer to Syracuse.
How sad is Syracuse?
I don't think it's 27's old. But I don't think it's as uncommon to see a 24, 25, possibly 26-year-old adult playing college sports just based on how things played out just before COVID.
But he's not even any good.
Well, no, I mean, he might be. He's just been hurt.
But he's never really played. How many games has he actually played?
He has played the last two full years, and it looks like another year at Florida before he transferred to Cal, right? So he graduated from Florida and went on to do his undergrad.
But why does he keep bouncing around?
Well, because you're able to.
Yeah. Like, right. Yeah. They made those rules a little bit.
So just to put this
to get around.
Sorry, Kimmy.
That's okay.
Just to put this in perspective.
Yeah.
This David Reese guy, 27-year-old college senior, finishing his eighth year of college football eligibility at Syracuse this year. Bills linebacker Terrell Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
He is playing his third season in the NFL, fourth season, if I'm not mistaken, upcoming in the NFL. He is 26 years old.
Okay.
So this man is a full year older than an upcoming fourth-year NFL veteran.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
And it's not even like Bernard entered the league early. Like, he went to college.
And what's his point? Because he's not going in the NFL. What's his goal?
I guess
get
as
a late,
out of it as you can.
Late college concussion.
Okay. I mean, so there's a couple of things here. One, you could just love playing football.
Yeah, but you're going to pay for it.
Well, I mean, you're going to pay for it if you're going to play. Right. You're 35, too. If he was good, he would have played in the NFL.
But he doesn't have to do any of this. Is he going to school?
Yeah, he's going to school.
But
yeah,
what?
Have to.
What else is he studying?
So that's the other thing. If he has the ability to do all of his postgraduate work
maybe
for free.
If you're getting a scholarship out of it.
Yes. Or
getting your master's, potentially.
And he's a lineman?
I mean, you're going to be at school anyways, so if you could still play, why not, maybe?
Right? I mean, you're right. It's going to be tough starting your career in the NFL at
I couldn't imagine, though, it being 27 and playing with a potentially 17, 18-year-old kid.
Yeah. I mean, you're right.
Like, a whole decade in between you two.
What do you have in common as a 27-year-old with an 18, 19-year-old kid?
Booze and girls.
No, but you don't even have booze and girls in common. You could be married at 27. That's the other weird thing about these Southern schools.
Yeah.
So I know Syracuse is not.
Yeah.
Right, but if you watch like Saturday college football and it's like Alabama, Tennessee, Mississippi State, all those places, half the quarterbacks have wives and kids.
Yeah, grandkids will be there.
But it's always so funny, right? Like you think about, oh, here he comes, young handsome man. There's his wife for 2 years and his 8-month-old baby. Like, what are we doing here?
Well, that's the deep South, man. They go deep.
Well, no, but I'm saying they're 24, 25, 26 years old.
Or you'll see like the the proposal at the end of a big game. You'll see like those kids propose to their girlfriends.
25 years old, yeah. Engaged to his girlfriend.
Wasn't there a kid? There was a quarterback that just came out recently that was 25 when he got drafted, right? I can't remember who it was.
It does. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. It was, the kid from he's going to New Orleans, I think. Look, we're going to have kids getting younger in college football only because that COVID year threw everything off. Like, there was a tight end, I believe, who played for Miami last year who played his ninth college football season because of injuries and COVID.
All right.
And didn't he petition for one more year? They denied
possibly.
Him.
Possibly. It is weird, though, because you don't see that really in college football until recently, but in a sport like college hockey, like, it's not uncommon at all.
Yeah.
Have like old
it's
ass
almost
hockey
like
players?
More common to be in your early 20s playing college hockey than it is, being younger and going through
But nobody follows college hockey, so it doesn't stand out.
Well, it's just like kind of the path you
job,
yeah, I know.
Dumbass.
By the way, it's just kind of the path you take to get there. Because I think a lot of those guys try to. I don't know what he's doing.
No, I mean, he thinks I was putting down your profession. I was not.
Okay.
Well, that's what he did.
You put down our profession every day. It's not uncommon.
Well, I can't do it, kid.
Yes, it's not uncommon for hockey players to start college at 21, 22 years old.
Yeah.
And but then play until 26.
Because they'll play, what are they?
Juniors.
Yeah. You're walking around with these kids.
It was weird. So I remember when MCC sold out a hockey team.
Yeah.
My buddy who lived at Penfield decided to move into the dorms. It was the first year they had the dorms. So we were all hanging out. It was great. Like, okay. So one of the kids who lived on his floor was 26.
Yeah.
Playing community college hockey. Living with a bunch of 18-year-olds.
Yeah, that's got to be awkward as hell.
It was very strange. Although he was the exact amount of maturity perfect to hang out with us. So,
he was a turd.
Well, yeah.
He was a turd.
Yeah, he was a huge-ass turd.
A community college turd.
Well, every time he would say something, we'd just look at him and be like... That joke is just for the people watching the live stream.
Because the first thing I would think of, like, everybody wants me to go buy him beer. Like, if I'm that guy and all these kids... I'm going to be, hey, man, can you buy us beer?
Yeah. No, I mean, I get that.
You're a beer run guy.
But I'm
which
also...
Which is, you could also go to jail for.
I'm also guessing, like, college sports now, it's way different than it was back.
But just the kids in general that know you're 27, 28 that are throwing
a
party.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, we'll take one call. Again, we're talking about David Reese. He is transferring to Syracuse to play linebacker. It's his last year of eligibility. He will have played 8 years of college football thanks to injuries and the COVID year. He will be 27 years old. Again, just for perspective, Bills starting linebacker Terrell Bernard is beginning his fourth season in the NFL. He is a year younger than this guy. Thanksgiving Mike. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, fellas. So there is one profession that I can tell you that, like, this type of age gap always applies, and it's in the military. Like, you get some guys that will come right out of high school, and those guys will end up, you do 4 or 5 years, you can make, like, a staff sergeant position in that time, depending on how well you are at your job. And then you got guys that come in at 21 who are answering to these guys, or you'll just get that gamut of, like, these senior guys that are, like, really, really young, and you'll get new recruits coming in, sometimes even as late as like 30s and 35, stuff like that. And you'll get like a 24-year-old staff sergeant telling a 35-year-old private what to do.
Well, it's funny you say that because that's been Tommy's career. That's in your entire radio career. You've never had a boss that was older than you.
True.
You're like Private Mulay over here. Where nothing's private. Mikey, good talking to you, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Yes, fellas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin.
See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.